Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music.
Well, thank you, Marusa. I'm Christy Lesperance, and my co-hosts this week are young listeners from far and wide. Many are from this past summer's Interlochen Arts Discovery Day Camp. Well, since it's the week of Halloween, tomorrow is Halloween, decorations and costumes will challenge us to face our fears. And we'll do that with music, taking a close look at things that are spooky, creepy, and go bump in the night. We're calling this week Fearfully Composed.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid.
Tomorrow is Halloween, and part of the fun of Halloween is playing with fears. So we've played music that plays with fears this week on Intermezzo. We've faced clowns, scary houses, and various creepy critters. And today we'll fill our trick-or-treat bag with a variety of phobias. Most of these terrifying treats have names that end with phobia, which means fear. For example, pterophobia is the fear of monsters who might be hiding under the bed. El's bed and Scout's bed in this case.
Well, I used to not have a loft bed, so I kept getting scared that monsters were under my bed, but now I know that it's just a desk under my bed.
When I was younger, I was scared of the dark because I didn't know what was like, because I had like a really big room and my closet was like dark. I didn't have that many lights in my room. I only had an overhead light, and I used to have many night lights because I was really scared of like the dark and if there were like monsters under my bed and stuff.
Fear of plants is botanophobia. So Archie's wise caution over poison ivy fits into that category.
I was afraid of biking because I was scared I was going to fall. And I always biked at my grandma's again because and I always practiced and I was scared that I was going to fall in the poison ivy.
Stage fright or performance anxiety is a specific type of glossophobia. Pianist Simone Dinnerstein has talked openly about her difficulties with performance anxiety. This is from an NPR interview. Listen to what helped Simone face her fears about performing. Well, Simone talked about how it helped her to use music to instead of trying to memorize.
That either I was going to have to quit or I was going to have to perform with the music. So the iPad saved my artistic life. You can read the music and there's a Bluetooth pedal which you can use with your foot to turn the pages.
At first, she thought all I could think about was, am I going to mess up in this very high-pressured situation? It became absolutely miserable and got worse and worse. And then she realized that she could stop trying to remember all of the music and instead started using a score when she performed, which helped her feel a lot less afraid. Here's a sample of Simone Dinnerstein playing Mad Rush by Philip Glass. Does she sound afraid to you?
Thank you.
Well, today we looked at several specific phobias, and tomorrow we'll get ready for Halloween night with a dose of fearlessness.
But first, it's time to test your ears. Each week, we have a mystery melody that we have to figure it out. It relates to our topic. We'll make the melody less mysterious each day. If you recognize it, text it in. And we'll give you a shout-out on Friday. I'll give you the text number after today's sample. Here it is. If you know the mystery melody, text your name and title to 833-490-4718. By texting your answer, you agree to see follow-up messages. Good luck!
Thanks to Marusa, Elle, Scott, and Archie for lending their voices to the Phobia Files today during Fearfully Composed Week on Intermezzo. That's it for this time. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Join me tomorrow for more music and ideas about fears and how to face them with music. See you then.
Interlochen Public Radio.
Intermezzo airs weekday mornings at 7:30 on Classical IPR. You can hear today's episode again, and you can access some bonus content. Just follow Intermezzo IPR from Interlochen Public Radio on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or go to intermezzoipr.org. At this time of day, maybe the ticking clock is your greatest fear, trying to get where you need to go. But let's face that fear with music. Simone Dinnerstein with her trusty iPad playing Philip Glass's Mad Rush. Really, it doesn't feel like a mad rush, just a happy forward movement.